This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Alice would love to send you to Aulani. That's what we do here. We send people to Hawaii. It's a beautiful Disney resort and spa. Aulani. So jealous. Jane's been there like 20 times.
I was going to say that we seem to have trouble sending the morning show to Aulani, but listeners and
yeah,
Jane.
Yeah, listeners, no problem.
Right. Jane seems to keep getting swept up in the Aulani train.
Does that keep happening? It's a gentle wind. It whisks her out to the islands. All day long, we have chances for you to get qualified. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697 instantly wins a Disney gift card and is in the running for the grand prize vacation to Aulani. So if you want to go, now's the time to call.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it doesn't. It seems a little bit wrong.
I'm having trouble with it.
Yeah. Congratulations, whoever wins.
We'd like to go to Hawaii.
Good for you.
We like the sun.
Yeah.
We're not Jane.
She we never to, will be.
She wants to go to the dark side of the moon on vacation. We want to go to
we
Hawaii.
We want to go to the sun. She wants to go to Romania, for God's sake.
God.
Transylvania, wherever the vampires go. Goth Central, Gotham City.
Right.
Not Aulani. Come on, man. God, we're bitter. All right, call now. Call 97-800-400-3697, and you're in the running.
So the number that you'd be calling to get qualified for Aulani is also the number you can text us at. We'd love to hear from you guys. And this portion of the show, since we can't shut up and read these in real time, we get to them here at the end.
It's nice that we've set some time aside for it, though.
Mm-hmm.
We do love hearing from you.
Like me, Sarah's a forced early bird, getting up at dark o'clock on work days. I am a total night owl, and all those things on the list are so true. Vinny, from all his stories, has been a pure, easy, early riser since childhood. Mm. Perfect for his hobby surfing. Love y'all. Yeah, and it's perfect for this job, except this job and my hobby.
Right. They happen at the same time.
It really is a trick. I mean, it works for what I do for a living.
Right.
For sure. But at some point, maybe later on in you know, 10 years from now, I'll do afternoons. That's really where a guy like me should be sitting.
Right.
Go
get
surfing
up early,
all
go
morning.
Surfing. Shower off or not. Just head into work all salty.
Haul it in, do a little afternoon nonsense, and then be home in time to get to bed by 9.
Right.
I mean, normally afternoon people, our Jane included, go out and do all kinds of nonsense into the late hours.
Right. But you wouldn't do that.
No.
You'd go home and go to sleep.
Right. Exactly right. Sarah, come ride with me at the Napa Valley Trail Rides.
Oh.
Want to ride a horse on the Napa Valley Trail Rides?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I know. I don't know anybody with a horse right now. Love horses.
415 says, hi, I live for the movie review.
Ooh.
Please have Marcus come in and give it a plus, letting him tell about his stand-up.
Oh, I think it's a Netflix movie that they were planning to do.
Actually, Rudy.
You can tell Rudy to come in and do it if they really live for it.
No, well, this is, I guess they watched a Netflix movie, not him and Rudy.
Oh, Hooman and Rudy. Hooman is out for a few days. His back is really killing him.
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to do movie review tomorrow.
Hmm.
Someone wrote in and said, you guys, Rudy is great on The Secret Show. You should really get him a podcast.
Oh.
To them, I'd like to say, podcast, he could get himself a podcast. Like, podcasts
right.
are...
Literally anyone can do a podcast.
Podcasts are being done by all the people,
yeah,
all the days, all over the
are.
Place.
Right.
So he definitely should do that.
Yep.
We like having him on, though. He is fun.
He is fun. He's a funny dude.
Mm-hmm. And he's at Vaughn's, what's that show called? Do you have that?
THC.
Yeah.
in Oakland.
The cities
performing.
No, what is it? The hottest cities comics. The hottest comics it's somewhere. I'm sorry.
Go to
the hottest comics.
Is that what it is?
THC.
So if you go, if you follow Vonda Wizard or go to RadioAlice.com, all the information
Sarah
is there.
Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah.
415 says regarding the Marcus show. Why don't you all get together and rent a suite, and you can come in the morning together? It'd be fun.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I'm too old for that crap.
We're going to have a pillow fight.
Oh, my
God. Pajama party.
Sounds fun. Talk about boys all night.
What?
That's how you do it. Pajama sleepovers. It's what girls do. What do boys do?
Yeah. What do boys do?
Actually, a lot of times, I remember being at like pajama parties with girlfriends when I was little. And you'd totally call boys when they were having their own sleepovers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just be on the phone.
Oh, hi. Alan likes you.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. I'll get you. Pillow fight. Oh, my, I'm sure about love. That always happens, you know. I'm trying to keep it interesting for you boys.
For us.
Yeah.
Sarah, you should get backyard chickens.
No.
You won't have stinky eggs. If you need help setting it up, I'd love to help you.
No, I appreciate that, but I just go on vacation too often. And chickens are, no, thank you.
I would love for you to have chickens.
You know what? Why don't you get some chickens? My girlfriend has chickens.
I don't want to raise a chicken.
And A, not good for night owls. Very freaking noisy. B, she can't let them into her garden because they destroy everything.
Yeah.
Also, no. No thanks.
650 says, Vinny, we must be kindred spirits. I as well grew up with the beach, VG Donuts, and Del Taco. Love you all.
Well.
VG Donuts is in Cardiff. It's one of the spots.
I see.
I lived right there.
Good donuts?
Would walk. Well, yeah, I mean, good donuts, but it was just, where I lived, me and my group of roommates, we would just walk out to go surfing at the campgrounds at San Alejo. Any hour of the day or night, we'd be out there. So that was good times. Mm. You know.
Yes. Sounds great. It's nice, those special treasured childhood memories.
Right. Young stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love Baby Shark and would like to request more of it.
No, I don't believe you. I think you're lying right now.
I was a camp counselor from 99 to 2002, and every morning we would start our day by singing songs with the kids, and we sang Baby Shark all the time. This is not a new song. This new one bugs the out of me.
Oh. That's a bummer.
See if you can find an older version of it.
Production's great on it, though.
Yeah, I think it's really
just
well done.
Great.
Daddy Shark, doo, 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 doo. Daddy Shark, doo, 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 doo. Daddy Shark.
Oh, man.
510 says,
I'm just sick of that.
Vinny, don't kid yourself. Dusty will helicopter those kids into the best colleges you can get for them.
If she has time.
Well, no, she's a good mom. She's into it. She's really on that. But we're not going to cheat our kids into college. I won't have any part of that.
No.
Frankly, I used to do a
lot
of...
you're setting them up for a lifetime of,
it's
like,
it's not
Mom!
Even... Look, for my own conscience, I need to be able to sleep at night. I can't be up to stuff. I don't want to be any part of that nonsense.
Right.
I mean, some stuff. Come on. Speeding? I mean, really. Sometimes you got to speed. But what I mean is there's no like, committing crimes for me anymore, ever, at all.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
I wonder if these people had any idea how much trouble they could be in.
Probably
I believe
not.
When the
Probably
price tag not. Was $500,000, I believe that they did.
Mm.
$500,000?
Just, I just
We're not
have
talking
to think
about
that they...
a writable check for most of the country.
No. Oh, my God. No
$500,000? Yeah, she knew she was bribing someone big.
Well, I'm not saying she didn't know she was
and then her dope
doing the
daughter
wrong thing. Just
is sitting
the extent
there going,
of the crime. Right. Yeah.
I don't even want to go to college.
I don't know how much time I'm going to spend there.
Yeah, I'm really busy being an influencer. Well, now you've got plenty of time to go do that.
Except that now everyone hates her because she was a cheater.
Yep.
Yes.
And she's catching it online big time.
Mm-hmm.
I found the Baby Shark original song.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's Camp Songs. Check it out. It's kind of funny. Hold on. Let me jump ahead just a little.
It's
Oh, he's got no teeth.
Not nearly as catchy. I don't like it. Yeah.
I don't like it too much either. Yeah, that's just more
says,
fun.
Once they got the chicken pox, I decided I was so wrong to not vaccinate. I dreaded they would suffer with a worse disease. A lot of people wrote in about the vaccination thing.
Oh, right. I should just shut up most of the time.
No, a lot of people agreed with you. I'll get to it here in a second, and I know I'm running out of time, but... Wow, we took a home equity loan to pay for our daughter to attend UC Santa Barbara. She worked her butt off in high school and college and graduated with honors with a bachelor's degree in biology. Today, I feel a tiny bit more proud, if that's possible, knowing that she deserved it.
Aww. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, isn't that the whole point? Let kids push them out into the world and make them make their own way. Do what you can to help them without...
Well,
crossing
look,
into illegal territory.
There's a lot of debatable stuff about college that I could sit there and debate it with you. Cramming information into your head just to pass a test to the point where you know you've got so much just barely balanced there until tomorrow. And then it's going to go whoosh.
Right
away.
You'll retain some of it. Maybe. Until it gets pushed out by whatever the next
You know what
thing
I'm talking about.
Sure,
that cramming thing where you're like, I just got to get past this test.
Yep.
And then you get past it and you go, never again.
Will I
think or look at anything like that? That's not exactly what you're... I mean, you're paying for the diploma.
Right.
And you do what it takes to get it. But...
Party!
Yeah, I mean, how does that... Okay. Where do people opposed to the placement of homeless shelters suggest they live, says 510?
Yeah, that's the problem. Somewhere else, anywhere else, not next to me. Well, where? Anywhere, I don't care. Anywhere, just not next to me. Yeah, that is the unsolvable problem.
Well, it's so multi-layered, too. There are people who don't want to work.
Right.
There are also people who are mentally ill, and there are also extremely drug-addicted people. All three of those groups need different solutions.
Right.
The first group I mentioned needs a kick in the butt and to be told you don't get a free ride.
Right.
Just because you're willing to live in squalor doesn't mean
you get to.
No,
I do get a free ride because I just put my hand out and people put money in it. It's crazy. Incredible. No, I just don't feel like working. I'm checked out of the system, man.
Homeless don't want to leave downtown. That's where the money is.
Yep. It's where the traffic is. That's where people are walking by, feeling bad for them.
I'm a health manager for Head Start here in San Francisco, 0 to 5 care. We don't let kids come to school if they don't have their vaccinations up to date. Measles are real. Thank you, Sarah, says 503, for your views on vaccination. More people need to say what you're saying out loud. Thank you for using your platform.
Oh, you're welcome. As soon as I was saying it, I'm like, oh, this is going to bite me.
No, 408 says, thank you, Sarah. People need to hear how utterly ridiculous they are for not vaccinating their kids. I will immediately discharge the family from my practice if they refuse to vaccinate. They have no idea the damage they're doing to their child. Go, 408, get your kids vaccinated. I didn't do it because I was afraid of autism, but my kids are autistic even though they were not.
Oh, wow.
Vinny, you lost 7 points of my respect for taking pictures of your food. Look, I had to, the one time I had to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't do it all the time. There are people who literally, I know everything they've eaten for the last 6 years.
California schools don't accept the exclusion forms anymore for vaccinations, meaning parents can't cite personal or religious beliefs for not getting their kids vaccinated if they want to go to public school. Yeah, there's that. I mean, one thing that people who are really passionate and saying, I'm not doing homeschool.
Yeah, there you go.
That's your option. You've got that. It's legal and it's something you absolutely have the right to do. Well,
Right.
But if you're that passionate.
Sure.
Then you should
I'm
do
sure
that.
There are people who are doing it.
Love your show so much. You guys are all the best. We live in Scotts Valley and have seen Vinny at the grocery store so many times, but we never wanted to bother him. The homeless camp by Ross is coming down this Friday. Two people have died there.
Oh,
such
geez.
A sad situation. Happy Wednesday to you all.
Thank you.
Home day. I find it hard. I'm, I, That camp's been there for 3 months. I don't know how they're going to get rid of it or what they're going to...
Well, it's just going to move.
Right. Those people are all probably family now. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been living in the same spot in the tents. They probably meet in the evening hours by a campfire or whatever, right?
Well, hopefully protecting each other.
Hopefully.
I think we're caught up. I mean, I have so many more, but we're good.
We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Curses on you,
Bryn.
Bryn, putting the... I just was like... It just stuck. Just don't. Stop it, please. Anyway, super fun show today, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
A lot going on in the world. I mean, it's just... Things are bananas these days.
Yeah. Listen to this.
All right.
You and me are going to watch Survivor, and Yuzi's going to go clubbing.
I know. Yuzi's going clubbing tonight.
Yeah, I am. Woo, woo.
Yeah, turns
dancing
out.
Dancing on the tables. Hey.
What?
I don't think they allow that at the comedy club.
Oh.
Your ride said that he's going to be fine. He'll be...
Plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
How do you say that?
Yeah, like he's got it. Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, Alden has that. He's on crutches right now.
Oh.
And he goes, he texts me, he goes, oh, I can still drive. I go, okay.
Great.
Is he a runner?
He's a bicyclist.
I know he's a bicyclist.
Yeah, I don't know about a runner.
Maybe that wouldn't come from...
I don't know.
Sometimes people just get stuff.
I'll ask him.
So you guys are going to the Punchline tonight to see Marcus Osborne do his debut comedy set.
Yeah.
He's going on last, which means he's going on late, which means he better be funny.
That's right.
Meanwhile, Vinny and I will be tucked away in our in our beds.
You know what? I'm just going to say this because I can. Mm-hmm. Marcus is such a good DJ. It's such a pisser. That, like, I know he's written some scripts and he has a TV show in the works, and here he is doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
You know what that guy's really, really good at?
He's a great DJ.
He's good on the radio.
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the deal is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did something or if it's just... Somebody's got to hire that guy so he can just be on in the afternoon.
He's had some big gigs in town, too.
Well, these days there's less and less jobs.
I know.
With
fewer
syndication going on.
And fewer places to go and ply your trade.
Especially where he fit in, there's...
Right.
People from out of town plugged into those jobs.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to try and break into comedy tonight.
Good luck, Marcus.
Have a great day, you guys. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about Survivor, because that's all we care about.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.